You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
America, land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the nights with the lights from above, from the mountains to the prairies to the oceans wide with foam.
Man, I don't sing that good even in my dreams.
Wow.
Gerald Wilson, former U.S. Navy Petty Officer, First Class, dropping God Bless America on us. Good morning. Welcome. Friday, January 22nd, The Morning Show with Preston Scott. Show number 4393. They said it wouldn't last. And here we are, 4,393 shows later. In case you haven't heard the story behind the counting, it started because I didn't think I would last but 20 shows. So I started counting as a joke. Well, I made it to show 7. Because after the first week, I was terrible. It was bad. I was fighting the flu, had a 102 fever, but I had to do the show that week. And it was just, we had been burning the candle on way too many ends for the weeks leading up to it. I was awful. Bad week. Getting my footing back in radio. And so I just didn't know I would last. But it took off. And here we are. So what started as a joke, counting the number of shows, so that I could say, well, I did 43 shows with my return to radio. Here we are, 4,393 shows later. And back at it again. Our verse of the day, James 1:12. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. I'm going to finish that verse here in a second, but just think about this for a moment. These are words to encourage you. These are words to encourage your spouse, your kids. Remember, this whole segment started as a segment for you to start the day with your children. And to be a buddy, I came up with the scriptures. Rather than you flipping around, trying to figure out what you were going to read, I'm just giving you an idea. You don't have to use it. You can keep this all to yourself. But the idea was, we used to start the day with prayer and a verse of scripture in public schools. Can you even imagine that? That's relegated to private Christian schools now. Maybe. They might not even do it. What a word of encouragement. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. Because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. Endure. And here's the thing. The trials that we face prepare us for the next set of trials. We get stretched. We get put through the fire. We get purified a little bit more. And then it happens again. That's life. You survive the first set of trials to go through the second to get to the third prepares you for the fourth, and so forth. That's life. Endure. That's the word today. I'm fired up about that. Go Jesus. 10 minutes after the hour, it's the morning show with Preston Scott.
First to know, the morning show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Just about 12 minutes after the hour, the morning show with Preston Scott. Grant Allen over there running the radio broadcast in Studio 1A. Good morning, young man. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Today, this little snapshot of history. 1973, Roe Wade. Supreme Court hands down the Roe versus Wade decision. I forget. I don't know if it was Roe or Wade, but one of them, the one that was suing for the right to abort babies, changed her mind. Years later, she came to the realization that that was a child, not a piece of tissue. Yeah. Let's see, 1997, the Senate confirms Madeleine Albright, the nation's first female Secretary of State. 1944, Allies launch an offensive in central Italy. 1939, uranium atom is split for the first time using a cyclotron at Columbia University. And in 1797, Abigail Adams writes to John, giving him news of home. My dearest friend, we have had this day something very like a snowstorm. It has banked some, though not very deep. And so ran one of the hundreds of letters she penned to her husband during their 54-year marriage. Historians will tell you, and I have the letters. Not the actual letters. I have a book with the letters. And historians will tell you the letters between John and Abigail Adams contain very little politics governance as much as they contain a brilliant glimpse into life in the 18th century and early 19th century. And so those letters are revered for that reason. But I'm in the mood to do it.
I got hairy legs. Turn blonde in the sun. Come rub my legs from the morning until the day's done. So the day's done.
We are at the end here.
I got hairy legs. Yeah, that's right. You heard what I said. You heard what I said. I got hairy legs.
Yeah. Man. Come on, break it, Joe.
Watch the hair come back up.
It's only 60 seconds, not up yet.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys and a bad crew.
White girl, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That really was the only white guy they really knew. He said, I'll meet you outside. And I said, what am I going to do? Corn Pop, he can't stop. Corn Pop, he won't stop.
That's fine, thank you.
I'm the only person on this stage.
He's got hairy legs. Hairy legs that turn blonde.
We got other issues we're trying to get
to. My time's going to run out. Here's the last point I want to make to you.
I got hairy legs.
I don't care.
Yeah, that's right. You heard what I said. You heard what I said.
Verse 2.
I was a pretty darn good life, crush. I learned a lot.
We let this get out of control.
Been down in Mayfield with my grandpa. We used to play basketball with a corn pop. And he sank every single shot.
Come on.
Corn probably can't stop. Corn probably won't stop. Yeah. Corn probably sank every shot.
Time is up. Thank you.
I'm not out of time. You spoke over time, and I'm going to talk. Here's the deal.
I got hearing aids.
Certified 2020.
Everybody
yeah, there you go. Little hairy legs. Had to lay it out for you. 16 minutes after the hour on the morning show with Preston Scott.
WFLA at WFLAFM.com on your phone with the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos, and iHeart's radio station.
Well, as Samuel L. Jackson said when flipping the switch at Jurassic Park, hold on to your butts. This is remarkable. And I would list this as one of the many exhibits of how different the world is in the mainstream media now that Donald Trump is not in the White House. CNN was reporting that Biden and administration officials had said they're going to have to start from scratch with the whole vaccine rollout plan and everything. They're going to start from scratch. Last night, Dr. Anthony Fauci was on with Chris Cuomo. The first voice you hear will be that of Chris Cuomo.
Another thing that I don't buy comes out of our reporting. I have two new pieces of reporting. The first one is that people within the administration say they're starting from scratch with a vaccine. No, they're not. You have an infrastructure out there that you're well aware of. It has to be improved. But they shouldn't get any benefit of a low bar here either. You know, there's a lot going on already. Right. Are they going to scrap it or are they going to build on it and make it better?
No. No, they're not going to scrap it, Chris. They're going to, I mean, I was involved in the development of that stuff. Mm-hmm. They were not going to scrap that. There are a lot of good things that went with that happened with the development of the vaccine program. I mean, Operation Warp Speed had a lot of successes. There were some missteps, but a lot of successes there. No, we're going to be building on things. We're not going to be destroying it, putting aside, saying it's useless. We're going to take the good parts and amplify them, make them better, and we're going to go for the goal, and that is to get as many people vaccinated as you possibly can, as expeditiously as you can. That's the goal. We're not going to trash anything.
Even Chris Cuomo called out his own network. No, I'm not buying that. That never happened in 4 years under Donald Trump. Never. And don't think for a second that suddenly Chris Cuomo has a conscience. No, not at all. They just don't have anywhere to go. Donald Trump's out of the White House. They could always blame everything on the orange man. They could always blame everything on the liar in the White House and the spin doctors in the press office. They can't do that anymore. They are really in a tough spot here. In just a few minutes, and by the way, what I was going to talk about in this segment before I ran across that sound, which was just too good to pass up. I mean, it was Anthony Fauci. No, Operation Warp Speed, which the media mocked and made fun of endlessly. No, a lot of really good things happened in Operation Warp Speed. Some bad. Well, of course. I don't have, that's, and by the way, that's not a comment that should be critical. Anytime you're taking on an initiative like ending the world's, you know, plague, there's going to be mistakes. Yeah, we messed up here. We didn't, but boy, a lot of good things happened. What we thought was impossible happened in 9 months, less than 9 months. Go figure. Huh, how about that? So here's a guy that had some back and forth that was good, some back and forth that wasn't good with the former president. And here we are. Operation Warp Speed. It's going to be interesting. Washington Post, New York Times have come out and said The Biden administration better figure out what it is that Trump did to put the economy and unemployment where it was before COVID. They're both on the records talking about that. Yeah, the never Trumpers out there. That didn't happen. Yeah, it sure did happen. Those things did happen. The story I was going to talk about is Saga Cruises, a UK-based boutique cruise company. They are going to require all passengers be fully vaccinated before boarding. They'll have to have proof of vaccination. You know what? I won't do it. I won't go. It's not my thing. But that might work for them. It might work for people to feel safer. And then they'll just get the flu and get sick to their stomach and have to be locked up for 2 weeks. But whatever. They'll feel better about themselves. When we come back, something I've never, ever done before with the big stories in the press box. I'm going to take a series of stories and I've written a short news report. If I were a network anchor, how would I take these stories, legitimate stories about Joe Biden's first days in office? If I covered those stories, I got the idea from listening to Rush yesterday. If I covered those stories the way that Trump was covered by the media, what would those stories sound like? Legit stories, just spun. Next on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And when you want or listen again, the Preston Scott Podcast is at WFLAFM.com.
Sterling Burnett from the Heartland Institute comes up next hour. We'll talk about the decision to kill off the Keystone XL pipeline. He is a specialist on policy and cause and effect on things as it relates to fossil fuels and the like. We know it's killing jobs. We know that. We have the numbers there, and the numbers are far greater than were initially reported, according to the State Department. When you add that up along with the wall, we'll get to that here in just a second. What's the Beef Friday in the final hour? These are stories, and I'm just going to give you the snapshot of the actual story, and then after weather and traffic, I will do these same stories if the mainstream media chose to treat Joe Biden the exact way they treated Donald Trump, okay? For example, number of COVID-19-related deaths, second highest level since the pandemic began. Wednesday, 4,375 deaths were reported. Now, I will say, as I said before, those aren't really people who died of COVID. Those are people that died that had COVID positive tests. COVID may or may not have anything to do with their death. It may have contributed. It may be the cause, but likely not. Comorbidity of two or more reasons is the overwhelming case for the overwhelming number of deaths worldwide, but especially in this country. So we're not really getting a snapshot. So when you hear those numbers, whether it's under Joe Biden or as it was for Donald Trump, it's not real. It just isn't. It's not accurate. He signs an executive order, Joe Biden, that will allow transgendered athletes to compete in girls' sports. Now, what states do in response to this, there are court cases pending. And this is going to end up before the U.S. Supreme Court. There is no way on this side of eternity they can allow it. It will decimate girls' sports as we know it. It will end it. Portland rioters, not only have they not stood down, they are ramping up. And, of course, arrests are now part of the equation. They weren't for the entire time Donald Trump was president, because the idea was they're protesting against Trump. Now, they hate Biden, too, because Biden's not as extreme as they want him to be. So we'll see what happens with that. You got twin suicide bombings in Baghdad in a market that killed 32, wounded over 100. When they ran down the guys, they blew themselves up. And so those are the, you know, some of the lead stories, just some of, from the first day and a half, 2 days of Joe Biden as president of the United States. Now, when we come back, what if the media took all of those stories and reported them the way they attacked Donald Trump? That's next on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Morning Show with Preston Scott.
What's up, Doc?
On News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
All right, so we go back and we now consider all of those stories, if the nightly network news handled them, and handled them the exact same way that the network handled Donald Trump. On his first day on the job, President Joe Biden saw the second largest daily death toll due to COVID-19. 4,375 citizens saw their lives cut short due to the mismanagement of the virus. In a related note, Amazon has stepped forward to offer help distributing a vaccine, proving that Biden is treating this deadly plague with the retail cavalier mentality of a capitalist. In his first hours on the job, the callousness of this president was unleashed as thousands of workers lost jobs, most union workers. The Keystone XL pipeline has been canceled, and the border wall construction stopped. Thousands more jobs are expected to be lost when he attacks fracking, and the skyrocketing fuel costs, which will follow, will impact prices not only at the pump but on the shelf. In total, an estimated 52,100 jobs were lost on the very first hours of his presidency. The president's executive order allowing transgendered boys to compete in girls' sports is a blatant attack on biological girls, women, and Title IX. NOW has vowed revenge as long fought for girls and women's sports will be infiltrated by icky guys. President Biden's lack of acknowledgement of Antifa's demands and unwillingness to advance to fund the police initiatives has been met with justifiable violence in Portland, Seattle, and cities across the country. Biden marginalized the thousands who have taken part in violent protests as, quote, not a group, but an idea. With his first foreign policy failure, President Biden has now presided over a sudden increase in violence in Iraq as suicide bombers killed dozens in twin bombings. The message is clear. It's open season with a new, feeble, hair-transplanted president and leader of the free world. It's important to note that the new president once bragged that he had young children play with his hairy legs, which turned blonde in the sun, adding that he enjoyed kids climbing on his lap. And lastly, his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, is not like a doctor. So there you have it. That's
the only thing you were missing were all the different isms that have been used over the last 4 years, and figured out some way to fit all of them into that monologue.
I only had so much time.
Yeah, that's
true. And I had to let the writers go at 5 o'clock yesterday. That was the end of the workday. Yeah, that is exactly how the mainstream media took legitimate stories about Donald Trump and personalized them, spun them, and attacked him with it. That's how the mainstream media would handle Joe Biden if they used the exact same standard of reporting. Am I wrong? I'm sorry. I'm still laughing at that. That was funny.
Don't hurt yourself over there.
Yeah. That really is funny. Joe Biden calling out the Department of Justice. Because, and not in a bad way, he wants them to resume the slush fund that he and Obama had in place. Donald Trump, these are the things you don't know about. We don't know about. One of the things that Donald Trump did is he got rid of a practice that allowed prosecutors to make settlement agreements where defendants paid outside groups instead of the government or victims. And so money went strictly to causes and friends of the Obama-Biden administration. When the federal government settles a case, this, according to the former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, a case against a corporate wrongdoer, any settlement funds should first go to the victims, then to the American people, not to bankroll third-party special interest groups or political friends of whoever is in power. In 2017, Congress got rid of the slush fund, which incentivized corporate payments to left-wing groups like La Raza. Unfortunately, it's back. Joe Biden has put it back into place. So we'll see where this all leads. It'll be one of many things that hopefully I have time to talk about with U.S. Congressman Neil Dunn on Tuesday. We have the congressman back on the show to answer some tough questions. 46 minutes after the hour. It's the Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Thing your mom would say you should do because everyone else is doing it. You're listening to The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Made some comments a few days ago about the status of education in the classroom as it relates to civics, U.S. history, and so forth. And there is no doubt that there are, and I said this at the time, teachers that do their best to teach it as best they can. But when you look at state statutes and the requirements and the expectations, and you then say, how are we doing on the outcomes? It's not there. And as has been pointed out to me by my wife, she said, you can't necessarily blame teachers for outcomes if students are not engaged, parents are not engaged, and that's true. However, who's teaching the teachers? People that tell them, keep your politics out of the classroom, or people that use the lecture hall and classroom as a pulpit to beat their politics into their students? And what do we know is happening inside many, if not most, middle school and high school classes? The education system has been taken over by people on the left side of the aisle. And the results are all over. If you just go through the requirements and just say, how are we doing on this stuff? If you look at the rise of the acceptance of socialism, I rest my case. Then there's this. It's called, it goes by two names. One name is Newsela. The other is News ELA. It is a resource, and I'm using that generously, produced by the Associated Press for teachers. They can take these things, give them as assignments, and give quizzes and grades on them. And here's the headline from the Newsela of yesterday. And teachers, I'm quite certain, across the country, overworked in many cases, lazy in others, use this stuff. Biden takes the helm as president, : democracy has prevailed. And it's an article that talks nothing about anything that is just remotely balanced. It's all about democracy, and it's framed improperly, as the president framed it improperly. Even though it's accurate to say democracy, mob rule, did prevail. But that's not what this country is. Yet if you ask the question, to me, it's so much like, are the words separation of church and state in the Constitution? I believe that most people in America would say yes. I believe better than 70 to 80% of Americans would tell you, if you ask them, are the words separation of church and state found in the Constitution? They would say yes, but they're not. If you asked people, is America a democracy? Most would say yes, but it's not. It is a constitutional republic, and the difference is huge and vast. But it just shows you that, quote, objective sources like the Associated Press, they're not. Time for news. Back with more. Good morning. Welcome to the second hour of The Morning Show with Preston Scott. Friday, January 22nd, show number 4,393. Great to be with you this morning. I'm Preston Scott. Grant Allen over there producing the radio program in Studio 1A. I'm here in Studio 1B. We mentioned a few days ago that President Biden was canceling the Keystone XL pipeline. The loss of jobs, just the tip of the iceberg. And joining us to discuss the ramifications of the decision, which I understand Congress is, at least some members of Congress are going to try to block, is Sterling Burnett. Dr. Burnett is Senior Fellow, Environment and Energy Policy with the Heartland Institute. Doctor, how are you, sir?
Good to be on. Doing well.
I appreciate your time this morning. When you heard the news that, did you know in advance that then-President-elect Biden was heading there?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, he said all along he was against Keystone and that he'd block it. He's off to a bang-up start in the first day of office. He signed us up to a treaty, the Paris Climate Agreement, that puts us at a competitive disadvantage with China and India, our competitors. It does help the firms that his son represented in China. He's invited millions of illegal immigrants to come to our borders. The caravans have started. And he got 1,000 workers in the Midwest fired from a pipeline. The pipeline was already being built. The last segment was yet to be laid. And so really, it's right now, it's a pipeline to nowhere. It crosses the U.S. border and then just ends. because they've already been doing most of it. So good job, Joe.
Interestingly enough, Canada, we've had an off and on relationship with Canada over the years. Canada's not happy about it because this all originates there, right?
Yeah, no, it was to carry oil from Alberta, from the tar sands in Alberta, all the way down across the border to Nebraska, and there it would hit several other pipelines that, like I said, have already been built, and carry the oil down to the Midwest, where it would, carry the oil down to the Gulf Coast, Texas and Louisiana, where it would be refined and then either shipped to the U.S. or shipped overseas, which would help our geopolitical partners who currently rely on oil from places like Venezuela and the Middle East. We can sell our oil or they will sell their oil. Joe Biden's decided it's better if Iran and Venezuela and Russia sell their oil.
Dr. Sterling Burnett, senior fellow with the Heartland Institute, specializes in environment and energy policy. Trickle-down economics is a mathematics certainty. When people get paid, they spend the money. It trickles into the economy. What are the economic impacts of this decision that Americans will feel over time, whether soon or late?
Well, I mean, the 1,000 workers are feeling it now.
Sure.
They've already been laid off. The day one, 1,000 workers laid off. Good job. But it's their families, right, and their mortgage holders and the people that they buy food from. And it's not just them. I mean, the oil that would flow through there, like I said, is going to employ the people at the refineries. It's going to employ the shippers. It's going to employ all the transportation. It's going to employ the oil workers up in Canada. I mean, you're right. He basically told one of our closest allies, you can't rely on us to keep our commitments. Alberta put $1 billion into the pipeline after the Trump administration approved the pipeline. They're going to sue us. They've already said we have good legal grounds to sue you because you made a commitment. Your government made a commitment. And you said we can't trust you. They've told industry we can't trust you. The company that builds the pipeline, TC Energy, they signed contracts with four unions in the U.S. to build this. They offered to sell a partial stake to the pipeline to Native American tribes along the route. They did all this to get Democrat buy-in. These are supposed to be the people that the Democrats are worried about. And the ironic thing, not funny, but ironic, is that this is going to hurt the environment because they're still going to ship their oil, but now they're going to do it by rail and by truck, both methods that spill far more oil each year than pipelines. Pipelines are the safest way to ship oil. It's still going to ship. It's going to sell.
Hang on a second, Sterling. Got to take a quick break for weather and traffic. 70 seconds back with more here on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Of the Morning Show with Preston Scott.
I'm sorry, Dave.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
On News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
A little minutes after the hour, Sterling Burnett with me. He is a PhD, senior fellow of environment energy policy with the Heartland Institute, my guest for another segment here. Dr. Burnett, clearly the people that lost their jobs, immediate impact. Clearly this has an impact on the environment, as you were just mentioning. But, you know, in the 4 years prior to this, the United States had staked itself, if I'm not mistaken, as a leading exporter of fossil fuels. And as much as we all want to be good stewards of the land, et cetera, there's not a conservative I know that doesn't believe in that concept. Fact of the matter is, we're not leaving fossil fuel anytime soon. But what we've just done now is going to impact us economically at the shelves, at the stores, at the gas pumps. It's unavoidable, isn't it? And geopolitically, I mean, it's against our national interest. Here is the situation. When Trump came in office, we were importing oil from foreign countries. When Trump left office, we were a net oil exporter. We became energy independent under Trump, and Biden's taking us back to energy dependence. We're going to have to rely on oil from foreign countries because we are still going to continue to use oil. Biden has already, second day in office, he put a moratorium on new oil and gas leases on federal land. That's the second largest source of income for the federal government. So at a time where we're running record deficits because we're paying for COVID relief bills and all the ancillary pork stuff that they put in there, bailing out bad pension funds, paying off, giving money to people in Pakistan to study gender studies.
Right.
He's cutting off revenue to the federal government and to the state governments along the route. This is an unmitigated, foolish decision based purely on politics. It's not based on science. Let's be clear. President Obama refused to approve this twice after his own State Department, under Hillary Clinton and under John Kerry, when they were heads of the State Department, both issued reports saying this was safe, it was in the national interest, it wouldn't contribute to global warming. That was his own State Department. And the guy who said, I follow the science, he said, screw the science, we're not going to do this. And now, the first day in office, Joe Biden has said, forget the science. We don't care what the science says. We don't care what the environment says. We don't care what's good for our jobs. I made a promise. I'm closing this down. So he's paid off his radical environmental constituency.
There is going to be an effort to kill this by way of something in the House, Senate. What do you know about that?
I really don't know much about it, but I don't see much hope for it unless they can attach some kind of provision to a bill that he's going to sign for sure, like the COVID relief bill, something like that.
Let me ask it another
Republicans,
way.
Republicans don't control either the House or the Senate any longer.
Right. But as you said, the Clinton and Kerry State Departments both supported this idea. It was signed off on and supported, you know, in some form or fashion because of its help to Native Americans in North America. So is there perhaps enough benefit to fighting this? Or is there any Democrat support for that possibility?
You know, I don't know. You might get some conservative Democrats behind this, but I just don't think it's enough to actually get it overturned. Remember, even if Congress were to pass a bill that contained a provision that allowed this to go forward, Joe would have to not veto it. And he's vowed he's not going to build the Keystone XL. And there's certainly not enough support within his own caucus to override that veto. So for now, it's dead. I mean, it's so dead that TC Energy, they didn't wait around. I'm sure they'll file their lawsuits. Alberta will file its lawsuit. But they shut it down. So I don't think they see much hope for this under the Biden administration.
Wow. Sterling, thanks for the time this morning. I appreciate it, sir.
Thank you for having me on. Don't hesitate to call again.
Thank you, sir. Sterling Burnett, Dr. Burnett with the Heartland Institute.
Our friends, among the many friends we have here on the morning show, did you hear that? The Kerry and Clinton State Department said it was the right thing to do. Could it be as simple as a payoff for Hunter and the promises made to China? China benefits from this. Big. Don't forget about those deals with China. God, this is incredible. 17 minutes after the hour, we're late.
UFLA on your phone with the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos.
And free.
An iHeart radio station.
Coming soon. First Saturday in February, as I was saying, 9 a.m. Saturday mornings. Here on WFLA FM in Tallahassee, you can stream it outside the radio listening area. You can stream it live, and eventually you can podcast it, but that'll take a few weeks to get the podcast up and populated. You have to have 5 weeks of programming before they allow you to podcast on iHeart. So we will have a podcast page for it, but in the meantime, you can stream it live, and I'll post the audio on my blog page the week after. But as I was saying, is a compilation of the best of the week plus fresh material and, as the name implies, a continuation of a rant that I didn't get to finish. I'm literally going to pick up where I stopped. As I was saying, we'll have some special features, including something from Grant Allen each week. Some good stuff will be coming Saturdays from 9 to 10, right after Better Lawns and Gardens, right before Talon Outdoors. On this radio station, so something to maybe make note of and look forward to in case you miss parts of the morning show, some of the better segments. We'll find one, and if not, we'll make it up. I'll steal from somebody else's show. If I don't have anything good, I'll steal from Rush. I'll steal from Glenn Beck, Mark Levin, whatever. I don't care. They're on this station. I'll take it. I don't have to ask. I'm just going to take it. Just kidding. I'll come up with something. These are the five cases of election fraud, process, whatever, that we have not gotten any answers to, and it's infuriating me. By the way, I was given the name of a lawmaker from South Georgia that allegedly wanted to come on the program. Nothing. Crickets. Crickets. What the heck? Everybody running in hiding? What happened in Georgia is number one on the list of things that have to be investigated and answered. What the heck was going on with the hidden suitcases? The ordering of campaign workers out, the stopping of counting, then the continuation of counting with four people in the room and no observers. It's on tape. They have it. The security cameras were rolling. They were counting ballots illegally. That is a felony on such a massive level. If I'm not mistaken, each ballot is a separate felony. Two, six states, swing states, stopped counting at almost the exact same moment. And lo and behold, when the counting began, hundreds of thousands of votes appeared for Joe Biden. That wasn't coordinated. In Georgia, in Detroit, they put cardboard on the windows to keep people from observing them counting ballots in Detroit. State after state, they kicked out observers. On live television, vote counts that allegedly were coming directly from Secretary of State offices suddenly switched on live TV. thousands, tens of thousands of votes that were on Trump's ledger suddenly went to Biden's and subtracted from Trump's. It happened on television. They've got screenshots of it. And what about the U.S. Postal Service subcontractors that have sworn affidavits? You know you go to jail for lying about stuff like this? Stating they saw, they heard, they witnessed, they participated in delivering of ballots across state lines. That's not possible unless it's illegally done. Why can't we get answers to that? 27 after the hour.
Beck. He's always been a white guy. Glenn Beck.
Right.
We got it. Licensed to talk. 9 to noon on WFLA.
Minutes after the hour, it's the morning show with Preston Scott, and it's time to open up the foul cabinet. Once again, Bill Zimper returns to take a peek inside the Bill folder. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Preston. How are you today?
Man, I'm glad it's Friday, brother. I'm glad it's Friday.
Me too. And Preston, you know, we, for a while now, we have all heard the calls across the country for the need to heal.
Yes.
And you know that how I feel about this, that one of the best ways to heal the country is through music. Ah, yes. The healing power.
So what are you doing with
music,
the accordion?
But Preston, the question remains. What can we do that would strike a chord, no pun intended, with Democrats and Republicans alike to get them all to join in song?
Yeah.
With the emotion and vigor needed in this great country of ours. Well, I think this selection that I have today, and I'm not sure this, it's kind of cold out here in the barn. Now, maybe the accordion might be a little bit. Maybe we can prompt members of all political parties to join in song this morning. We're going to go to the, they're going to go to the Blondie songbook. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. 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 All parties, join in now. Here we go. One way or another, we're gonna get ya. We're gonna get ya, get ya, get ya, get ya. Oh.
One way or another.
Oh, thank you.
Man. Tell me there's going to be a medley and you're following that with The Tide Is High.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
You've left me speechless, Zimper.
Uh-oh. Hey, boy, that's saying something.
It's incredible. Oh, man. Bill, how much time do you actually spend on the weekends with your trusted accordion?
On the weekends?
Yeah.
Well, I do actually. Usually every Sunday I get out here, and I have to be out here because my wife does not allow it in the house.
I was just going to say, so it's a barn activity only, right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Well, Bill, you've done it yet again. You've lifted our soul and our spirits when we needed it most. I appreciate the time, brother.
Just another service we provide. Thank you, Preston. Have a good weekend.
You do the same. Bill Zimper with us. Oh, yes. Nothing much better that you can do with that than just let it sit. You're going to come back. Big story in the press box. What if the stories in the news were covered the same way by the mainstream media as they covered the stories involving Joe Biden? And I've also got something here that is perhaps one of the most awful things I've ever heard of or seen on the internet. I have no idea if it's true. If it's not true, why would you post it? You're pretty much a horrid person for posting it. But just stick around. Time to get ready for What's to Be Friday, which comes up next hour. Stay with us. Friday in the Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Everything you need. Truth and entertainment. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
I got to thinking, listening to Rush yesterday, he was pointing out that the mainstream media's treatment of Biden is already noticeably different. I'll get to another example of that in just a few minutes as we get ready for What's to Be Friday. So I got the idea of looking at these stories through the lens of what if the media were covering Biden the exact same way they covered Trump? In other words, that they weren't allies, they were enemies. For example, on the first day that Biden was officially president of the United States, the COVID death toll hit 4,300 and some change for the day. Second highest total since the pandemic began. If the mainstream media covered this the way they covered Trump, here's how it would have been reported. On his first day on the job, President Biden saw the second largest daily death toll due to COVID-19. 4,375 citizens saw their lives cut short due to the mismanagement of the virus. In a related note, Amazon has stepped forward to offer help distributing the vaccine, proving that Biden is treating this deadly plague with the retail cavalier mentality of a capitalist. That's what the news media would have done to Trump. Regardless of how unfair, unrealistic, foolish, bloated the numbers are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's how they would have covered it. Here's another story. In the first hours on the job, the callousness of this president was unleashed as thousands of workers lost jobs, most union workers. The Keystone XL pipeline has been canceled and the border wall construction stopped. Thousands more jobs are expected to be lost when he attacks fracking, and the skyrocketing fuel costs, which will follow, will impact prices not only at the pump but on the shelf. In total, an estimated 52,100 jobs were lost on day one of the presidency of Joe Biden. That's how it would have been framed if the media treated Biden as they did Trump. President's executive order allowing transgendered boys to compete in girls' sports is a blatant attack on biological girls, women, and Title IX. NOW's vowed revenge as long fought for girls and women's sports will be infiltrated by guys. By the way, that's true. All of these stories are true. He signed an executive order paving the way for guys to compete against girls because they identify as girls. I'm calling nonsense on that. It is absurd. You check inside your shorts. Your parts tell you what you are. You're a boy or you're a girl. You can have all the surgeries on this side of eternity. You can have all the shots. You can have all the hormone therapies. Your DNA does not change. You are a guy or a girl. This is going to decimate women's sports. But again, they don't cover it the same way. With his first foreign policy failure, President Biden has now presided over a sudden increase in violence in Iraq as suicide bombers killed dozens in twin bombings. The message is clear. It's open season with a new, feeble, hair-transplanted president and leader of the free world. It's important to note that the new president once bragged he had young children play with his hairy legs, which turned blonde in the sun, adding that he enjoyed kids climbing on his lap. You could have your mic on.
It makes me laugh every time.
Well, here's the thing, though. Did the media personally attack Donald Trump endlessly?
For 4 years.
So, if the media attacked Joe Biden, handled Joe Biden the same way, that's the type of thing you would hear with that story. Makes no sense to attach it. It's true. Joe Biden did brag about that. I have the speech. He said it.
Corn Pop's a bad dude.
And lastly, if Joe Biden were handled by the mainstream media, they would just, for no reason, take a shot at his wife. And lastly, his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, it's not like a doctor. They would have just found a reason, an excuse to say something mean. Just making a point. 46 minutes after the hour, it's Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
This without caffeine. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Why doesn't Joe Biden want the 1776 commission report out there? Why doesn't he want the commission to finish its work? What's your take on this? What is it about the 1776 commission report that is so offensive to Joe Biden that it's one of the very first things he decommissions?
Probably because it's just the truth about history.
But think about that. It was such a big deal to kill that thing. He did it in the first few days.
It was immediate. And I don't understand the backlash from it. There was a lot of different writers and some historians, whatever their credentials are, I don't know, that came back and kind of gave their two cents on it, discrediting it. But, you know, the White House... the Trump administration said that this was a scholarly review, and I don't know. That's probably an argument between different branches of historians of what they would view as accurate and what they would view as inaccurate.
Everyone's still waiting for Joe Biden to condemn the riots on the West Coast. Silence still. My goodness, the FBI has wanted posters up on billboards across the country for those involved in what happened at the Capitol. Rioting's been going on day after day after day for months in Portland. Nothing. Nothing. Silence. House Oversight Democrats demanding the FBI, listen to this, probe Parler's role as a potential facilitator of violence in the Capitol riot. Their ties to Russia. Sound familiar?
Oh, my gosh. Really? Yep. Still?
Yep. Carolyn Maloney, top Democrat in the House Oversight Committee. Dropping the Russia card again. Here's what's amazing about all of this. Any talk of Twitter or Facebook and their role in rioting that's taken place across the country? Black Lives Matter? Klantifa? Any suggestion they should be investigated?
Joe Biden signs a mandate requiring people to wear masks on any federal transportation product, any air flight, any train ride, federal grounds, any federal building, and yet goes to the Lincoln Memorial without his mask on after he signs the mandate. When asked about it, his press secretary dismissed the question, saying he was happy, he was celebrating.
It was a time with family.
We have more important things to talk about. So you're getting a glimpse now. And I referenced this in my blog page. Do as I say, not as I do.
We're going to get a load of that for the next little while.
Yeah, that's what California's been doing.
Absolutely.
Do as I say, not as I do. Andrew Cuomo demanding money, COVID relief for his state, which then forces people in our state to pay for it. He shuts down his economy. He kills his state's economy by himself, of his own volition, and wants us to bail him out. Senator Rick Scott's correct on that. It's not our job to bail out New York or California or any other state or city that made that decision. Tallahassee shouldn't be bailed out because its short-sighted commissioners and administrative leadership have hurt businesses here while they keep getting paid. Sorry if I'm a little frosty, but that's where I am right now. 850-205-9352. What's the Beef Friday is next. If you want to get in line, complain about anything you want. 850-205-9352. Keep it clean. No profanity. Don't attack any business personally. Don't name the business. Let it out, though. Let it out. This is your time to call. 850-205-9352 on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Something stuck in your craw.
I am sick and tired.
Time to get it out before you fly off the handle.
Stuff like that really rubs me the wrong way.
Before you hit the roof.
You're getting both barrels.
Call 850-205-9352.
I have been having a very bad day.
So, what's the beef?
And here we are. Friday, January 22nd. Your chance to feel better this weekend. Get it off your chest. We're here to help. Consider this a form of audio therapy. What's the Beef Friday, an exclusive presentation of The Morning Show with Preston Scott. We do it on Friday and have done so for 18-plus years of the 19-plus years of this broadcast. We are about to finish our 19th year in March and begin year 20 of The Morning Show with Preston Scott. And so we begin with Greg, who has been patiently waiting. Again, the rules are simple. Complain about anything you like. Keep it pithy. Keep it brief. No lengthy monologues. And don't make it personal and don't use profanity. Simple as that. Greg, what you got? What's the beef?
Well, my first beef, my honorable mention is no morning show schedule date for Mike Martin Jr. and his mulligan of an initial FSU baseball season. But my actual beef is the now you read it, now you don't, about the Guatemalan refugee crisis that ended on, the first day of the Biden administration. So just in case no one sees this on the Sunday interview shows, first of all, Guatemala and Mexico had their National Guard troops in place. Supreme Court ruled 5-4 that any Guatemalan refugees who made it to Mexico had to apply for asylum in the United States. And third, it was President-elect Joe Biden who told them to turn around. I'll believe that their caravans will return when the Red Rocker Sammy Hagar can revisit his resort, Cabo Wabo in Cabo San Lucas.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Victoria. Hello, Victoria. That frees up a line, by the way. 850-205-WFLA. Victoria, what's the beef?
Well, what my beef is the fact that I don't understand why nobody is filing a lawsuit against Twitter and Facebook for inciting violence. I don't understand why not. If they're so up in arms of other places, so-called inciting violence, why aren't they being held to the same standards?
It's a great question. It's one that we'll be raising with Congressman Neil Dunn next week.
Awesome.
Thank you, Victoria. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Mark. By the way, that opens up a line. If you time it, you can get in right as we wrap up a phone call because we're running a brief delay. So jump on in. Mark, you patiently waited. Thank you very much. What's your beef?
Hey, Preston, there's a lot of stuff to be upset about, but I think the thing that upsets me the most right now is no one, and I do mean no one, has offered Charlie Strickland a record deal yet.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm telling you.
Such
a beautiful voice there.
There, right around the corner from the Talon Range is what used to be one of the best recording studios in the Southeast. It used to be Pantheon Studios, and I know they've still got the gear in there. I'm thinking there's a deal waiting to be made, don't you?
Well, I'm willing to invest if he's willing to record. I'm telling you.
Nice. Nice. Mark, thank you. I will make sure Grant reminds him of that. Grant Allen, Mark is, thanks for the phone call, Mark. Mark is requesting that Charlie drop some money and he would invest in a record deal and record some music, let those dulcet tones sing a little bit, warble a little bit, let the vibrato.
I'll pose the idea to him.
Yeah,
let him know
we had a caller this morning willing to invest money in a record deal.
Okay, all right.
Just saying. Let's go to Belle. Hello, Belle.
Good morning, Preston. I'm tired of being labeled a deplorable enemy of the state because I'm a conservative with a political view that's different from the current administration. I do not need reprogramming. They are bullies. They are threatened by conservatives with a potential political success for their ego and self-esteem. Their behaviors never justify. Any fool can criticize, complain, and condemn, and most fools do, but it takes character and self-control to be understanding and forgiving, as Trump was. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Appreciate that. Well said. Well said. You're much more mature than I am. I'm not quite there yet. I'm not ready to move past the way they treated Donald Trump, the way they've treated those that support Trump, the way they're treating, the way they're proposing to treat people who think differently than they do. I'm still a little frosty about that. Joseph calling in from Boston. Rob, you are up next. Check weather and traffic right now on The Morning Show.
News first. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
No matter where you may be, no matter how you are listening to the radio program, you play your cards right, you can make it in here. You can call in. It's first time Friday. Callers are free. It's free on Friday. I mean, take your pick. 850-205-9352, 850.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
205 WFLA. You used to need a toll-free phone number. Who pays for long distance anymore, right? 850-205-WFLA, Joseph from Boston. How you doing, Joseph?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Two beefs, and my friend turned me on to you, so I thought I'd check you out. I'm hearing you on the internet.
Are you enjoying the program?
Yes, I am. I'm going back and forth from RKO here in Boston and your station. It's tricky. I have two radios on.
Yeah, dump RKO. We are far better than RKO. I know.
Right.
I'm just kidding. But I do love Fenway. I love visiting Fenway Park.
Well, I really hope we get over this corona and open up the country like they do in South Dakota. There's no reason masks don't work. You're correct. Okay, here we go with the beef.
Go ahead.
I am ashamed, I don't know whether you heard it or not, the way our troops have been treated. They had them staying in the cafeteria, which is a disgrace,
yep.
And on a garage with 5,000 troops. I heard it this morning on our RKO with cold and a one toilet. He should have put them in the hotel. That's what Trump would have done. Biden is showing his true colors. I don't know whether you heard it, but check it out. The
yep.
media won't report it. Good. Now, my question, is there ever a way to get a law passed if the president starts doing these things to get him out of office, somehow get him out, because we don't need 4 years of this man. The troops were angry that now, okay, we'll put him in the cafeteria, put him in a hotel, treat him decently. This isn't a war, Preston. We don't need this stuff. And the jobs that are lost with the pipeline. Whether I agree with everything of Trump or Biden, I don't agree with doing this. Maybe someday we'll do things differently, but you don't stop the wall and so forth. Now, I'd like your comments. I thought I'd give my opinion. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure, Joseph, and thanks for listening in on the internet, streaming iHeartRadio and streaming WFLA-FM on iHeart. A couple things. First of all, the path for removal. Impeachment. I mean, really?
Wow.
Yeah, right? No, we're going to have a do-over in 4 years for president. Sadly, we're going to have to endure this. And here's the thing. Remember, my bet is he's in office 2 years and Kamala Harris takes over. My bet is this was all orchestrated. They were going to give him the support he needed, and that could include some nefarious actions with Election Day. If he accepted Kamala Harris, there was no reason to accept Kamala Harris as his vice president. None. She was the she was the first to get out. She was the least popular of all of them. And so the only reason why you go with Kamala Harris is because she's the singular most progressive U.S. senator. That's her voting record. And so, sadly, I think we're stuck until we gain control of the House and the Senate. And that's what needs to happen. We, meaning the American people. Joseph, thanks very much for the phone call. We got to go to Rob. Rob, thanks for calling in. What's the beef?
Yeah, on the subject of the voter fraud earlier, you were talking this morning. My problem is trying to figure out the actual media-controlled information we get, propaganda, how to weed through it to know where we can find the truth. I mean, if that door is open, that they can manipulate our vote, where's the hope, you know? I mean, how can, as a person out here, where you think you vote counts, you make a difference, you take that away from somebody. I guarantee you, if that's the case, they're starting to try to figure out how to out-cheat each other, both parties, starting after, you know, day after the election. So,
Rob,
I'm a little bit lost in how to figure out everything.
And you're not alone. We all are trying to figure out how to navigate this and get a hold of the truth, because we're trying... Look, information's getting censored. We know that. So we got to look for alternative sources, platforms, help platforms that are trying to do the right thing. Rumble versus YouTube. Parler, get them back up. There are other places, though. There's Gab. There's MeWe. There are other platforms out there. The key to me is we got to pray. Seriously, we got to pray. Ask for wisdom, understanding, discernment. And then have the courage to act on what we learn. 16 minutes after the hour, more of your calls next on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
WFLA on your phone with the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos.
Dude, yes!
And iHeart's radio station.
Here we go, final set of phone calls. We might be able to fit in five calls in this segment if we move quickly, so we begin with Tim. Hello, Tim. Thanks for waiting. What's the beef?
Hi, Preston.
How are you, sir?
Doing good. My beef was about how the Democrats are ruining my life, but you, sir, ruined my morning.
How so?
That joke when you got to the hairy legs, I got coffee all over my steering wheel. It's all over my seat. I got like, I just took a gulp and it went through my nose. I said, oh my goodness.
Was it the song or the story that I did?
It was the story. But when you got to the hairy leg, that's when everything came out of my nose.
Sorry for that. Send me the cleaning bill. But was I correct in that's how the media would have covered Donald Trump if it were him?
You were spot on.
Tim, I'm so sorry to cause that trashing of your own vehicle by your own hand. No. But I'm really not.
If I had the foresight of knowing what was fixing to be said next, I wouldn't have took that gulp of coffee.
Tim, thanks.
Whoa, it's all good.
Thanks for calling in, brother. I appreciate it, and forgive me. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, what's the beef?
Good morning, Preston. Good morning, Grant. My beef is with the government and the stimulus.
Mm.
We're out here busting our butts 5, 6, 7 days a week. We don't get a stimulus, but I got a kid sitting in prison that got a stimulus check. Tell me how that's right.
There are some anomalies out there, aren't there?
A lot. A lot. He got $1,800 worth of stimulus and he's sitting in prison.
Oh, my. Well, if he has any fines or anything to pay when he's done, at least he'll be able to do it. But we paid for that, didn't we?
Yep. And we're still paying for it. He's got another 5 years.
Yeah. Kevin, I understand.
Yeah, thanks,
I appreciate it. Thanks very much. Here's my advice to you, though. Hope for better. Not everybody in prison wants to be there and wants to return there. Some want to get better. And try to encourage that. Let's go to our friend Marvin Goldstein. Hello, my dear friend Marvin.
Hey, Preston. Good morning. Hey, Grant. How you guys doing?
Doing fine. It's hard for me to believe you have a complaint, though.
No, I do. I realized as 2021 came about that, number one, I don't get much sleep anymore because the alarm goes off at 6 a.m. to hear you every weekday morning.
Thank you.
But then at nine, then you put me back to sleep by about 6:10.
Hmm.
Okay. And then I'm complaining because 9 o'clock hits. I'm waking back up and your show's over. I would like you to go to around 11.
Okay. Okay. Because you can't stay awake. You need me to kick Glenn Beck off the air.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah, make a note of that for the next programming meeting, Grant.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, we'll take it up with the operations department, Marvin.
Well, anyway, guys, Happy New Year.
Hey, buddy, thanks very much. Good to hear from you. Final caller here is Donna. Donna, you are the last caller this morning. What's the beef?
Lucky me. Good morning. I'm sitting here and I listen to all the stuff that Biden is doing before he even really enters the Oval Office, just goes in to sign all these things. And I realize the sheep have vanquished their shepherd and boldly invited in all the global predators. Even ISIS is back. So I guess all I can do is sit back and watch the sheep learn that elections have consequences. And that includes two of my very closest family members. I do hope they learn. Otherwise, we're doomed.
Thank you, Donna. Final call there is Donna. That's it. Yeah, I personally, I think the masks are just a wonderful metaphor for what's going on right now. I really do. You are all sheep. Be quiet. Do as we say, not as we do. Do as we say. Not implying that if you wear a mask because you have health issues and you're compromised, etc., that there's something wrong with you. I'm just saying that generally speaking, again, I paint with a broad brush. Generally speaking, that's where we are. I wish all businesses would take that. If you're in Florida, I wish you'd take all those by local ordinance. If you want people to wear a mask, don't put it on the county. Just state you prefer people to wear a mask. Cool. I'm good with that. Buying into the county thing, I'm not good with that. So, anyway, all right, we're back with the big story in the press box and more. We still have a good news story to pass on before the show ends today. Stick around. We got more to talk about on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And Joe with Preston Scott.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
On News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Okay, at the risk of making others spit their coffee out and messing up their vehicle, sorry about that. What he was talking about is this. I had a series of stories pulled yesterday, and then I remembered, I was doing some things at the house, and I caught maybe about a half hour, 45 minutes of Rush. And Rush sounds great, and I keep praying for him every morning, and I hope you do too. First, what an amazing testimony to God if that guy can come through this. Even if he keeps the cancer, just his life is just prolonged. He just keeps doing it. I've seen stories like that where doctors are like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, people that have bullets in their spines and they're fine and they don't have any explanation for why they are. People that have terrible accidents and there's zero explanation for why they're perfectly fine. People with cancer diagnosis and they just keep living. I would prefer him to be healed. But I'm just praying and praying for him. But he sounds great. And yesterday he said something, he planted a seed. And, you know, he jokes about, you know, that his show is radio prep for everybody else. And for a lot of people, it probably is the case. In this case, for me, that's why I don't generally listen to other radio programs. Because I don't want to be influenced by what they do or don't do. I do listen to Rush from time to time because I enjoy him. And very, very much fortunate to have him as a guest on the show once over the course of the years. And so when he said this, he said, could you imagine if Biden were covered the same way that Trump had been covered? How these stories would be reported? And so I started to write down, and I had pulled a series of headlines, big stories, through the lens of what if these stories were spun attacking Biden the way that they were spun to attack Trump. For example, on the first day of the job, President Biden saw the second largest daily death toll due to COVID-19. 4,375 citizens saw their lives cut short due to the mismanagement of the virus. That's how the mainstream media would have spun that story if it were Trump. Only in the case of Biden, it would sound this way. In a related note, Amazon has stepped forward to offer help distributing the vaccine, proving that Biden is treating this deadly plague with the retail cavalier mentality of a capitalist. That's how they would have spun that. Now, I'm going to step back for a second and say, well, isn't that interesting how Amazon comes forward after Biden's inaugurated? Did they not have the idea until then, or have they been sitting on it? Just even though they could have helped with distribution logistics on the vaccine, I guess. But no, let's do everything we can to hurt Trump. You know how the media would have spun that? Amazon falls in line with capitalist leader to see more Americans die.
Capitalism kills, pretty much.
Amazon would have been spun into an evil instead of trying to lend a hand. And so I did another story here, and I'll do that next, the one that got our caller spitting out his coffee on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Five minutes and he'll give you something to talk about. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Some other stories that I had some fun writing and spinning them the way the mainstream media would have. In his first hours on the job, the callousness of this president was unleashed as thousands of workers lost jobs. Mostly union workers. Keystone XL pipeline has been canceled and the border wall construction stopped. Thousands of more jobs are expected to be lost when he attacks the fracking industry, and the skyrocketing fuel costs which will follow will impact prices not only at the pump but on the shelf. In total, an estimated 52,100 jobs were lost in the first few hours of his presidency. That's exactly how it would have been spun. Exactly. Personal attacks? Yes. I read a story in CNN this week where they said the president continued to lie about blah, 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 blah. Even if you believe that the president lied, a reporter that graduated from high school and had been taught anything about the objectivity of reporting versus writing a column. There's a difference in writing an article and writing a column. A column is an opinion piece. An article is a report. And what they would have said is, the former president of the United States offered a differing view of the events that took place. That's it. That's the scariness of the cancel culture. They decide what's truth. They decide what's a lie. They decide what they're going to report and what they're going to ignore. And that's why I can't stand them. That's why I admit, I revel in the fact that the industry's collapsing and cratering. And that the Tallahassee Democrat building is sold, empty, and gone. I'm sorry. I enjoy that because they intentionally have manipulated the news and written biasly for years. This community, this Tallahassee, suffered as a result of it. FBI corruption investigation is still not over. Trials are still not over. Pleadings are still not over because a mainline newspaper didn't do its job, because TV outlets didn't do their job. They didn't report the news accurately. They buried it. They were too friendly. And so the voice that they're supposed to be holding elected people accountable, appointed officials accountable, was lost by playing footsie with them underneath the table at all these little events and gatherings so they could be buddies and friends and take nice walks with them. I wonder how Bob Gabordi feels about walking with, and forgive me, I know Bob retired. I don't know if Bob is still with us. I'm just being honest. I don't know. Bob got out of the business. Bob, the longtime editor of the newspaper, bragged about his walks with Scott Maddox, one of the finest, most honest people he knew. Meanwhile, all around, everybody knew otherwise. Everybody. Police knew. Sheriff's deputies knew. Everybody knew. Sorry. Here's what made the guy spit up his coffee. In his first foreign policy failure, President Biden has now presided over a sudden increase in violence in Iraq as suicide bombers killed dozens in twin bombings. The message is clear. It's open season with a new, feeble, hair-transplanted president, leader of the free world. And it's important to note the new president once bragged he had young children play with his hairy legs, which turned blonde in the sun adding that he enjoyed kids climbing on his lap. There you have it. Just some of what I did earlier in the program, and you can catch it all on the podcast page. That would be, for example, this would be a story or a segment that would find its way to, as I was saying, the new Saturday morning show beginning the first Saturday in February here on WFLA. You can stream it if you're not in the immediate Tallahassee area. You'll have to stream it on iHeart because it's only for this market, but you can listen to it all across the country. Fresh material, plus the best of the week, all brought together in one jammed hour of goodness. As I was saying, 46 minutes after the hour in the morning show. Back next week for a full week of radio broadcasting. Sal Nuzzo joins me. I might have Ira Shaffel join me on Monday. I don't know. I haven't reached out to Ira to see. Got a lot to talk about. FSU recruiting doing much better. But that's coming up Monday after a weekend, and who knows what's going to happen over the weekend. But as we like to do on Friday, we want to leave you with something a little happier to think about.
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart-to-heart you. You sing to one.
Good news on the morning show with Preston Scott. Somerset, Massachusetts. Ironic that Joseph should call us. Don't know how close Somerset is to Boston, but police officer responding to a shoplifting incident. 5 days before Christmas, Officer Matt Lima responded to a Stop and Shop report of shoplifting. Upon his arrival, he learned that two women with two young children had not scanned all of their groceries at the self-checkout kiosk before exiting the store with numerous items that were not scanned. That's a no-no. And so he took the two suspects aside and learned that they had fallen upon hard times and attempted to take additional groceries so they could provide a Christmas dinner for the two children. The mother of the children was not working and had some other family issues going on, and what she had taken was Christmas dinner for the kids, he told WJAR News. Officer Lima served the two women with a notice not to trespass, but refused to file criminal charges because of the season and the time and so forth. But he didn't stop there. Officer Lima took out his wallet and purchased gift cards in the amount of $250 so that the women could purchase groceries at a different Stop and Shop location. And so they did. Chief of Police said, "I would like to personally commend Officer Lima for his actions. They exemplify what it means to protect and serve the members of our community. When faced with a difficult situation in which a family was trying to provide a meal for their kids, he made the generous decision to not press charges and instead ensure that they would have a Christmas dinner they could enjoy." We do these good news stories because in that case, that's a story of a police officer who did something very kind. I don't know the race of the women involved. I have no idea. It doesn't say, but he's white. I'm just saying. And these are the types of things that don't get talked about and don't get reported often enough and don't get picked up by the national media. But they find their way to our little place. Our little segment of good news on the morning show with Preston Scott.
Brought to you by Barino Heating and Air. It's the morning show 180 on WFLA.
Yeah, today, boy oh boy, where'd the time go? I know Rush brags about being the fastest 3 hours in media, but we have clocked actually 37 seconds faster. So I'm just saying, I think we are the fastest 3 hours in all of media. We appreciate you for making time for us to join you and invade your ears for a little while. Remember, the podcast page is available to you. The show will be up within an hour or so of the end of the broadcast. where you can listen to it in its entirety whenever you like, clarify things. Before you write me a note on something I said, go back and listen and make sure I said it. That's a free public service announcement. Okay, because the odds are I didn't say it exactly the way you heard it. Unless it was really good, insightful, and made you laugh, then it was exactly how I said it. Talked about Joe Biden's first few days in office. He's heading us in the wrong direction, but we knew that. But even the New York Times and the Washington Post are pointing out he better figure out how Trump got the economy going, because there's no denying Trump did it. Good luck there, because he's not going to be allowed to do any of those things. He's already shown that with the executive orders he signed. And brace yourselves for your paychecks and your prices at the pump and your prices on the shelf and so forth. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday morning. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.